I'm VOA's Richard Green with your worldwide news update. U.S. President Donald Trump's administration will immediately resume intelligence sharing and security assistance to Ukraine following Tuesday's talks between senior U.S. and Ukrainian officials in Jeddah, Saudi Arabia. The decision was made after Ukraine announced its readiness to accept the U.S. proposal for an immediate interim 30-day ceasefire in the war with Russia. Secretary of State Marco Rubio, who led the U.S. delegation, said Kyiv has taken a concrete step toward ending the war and hoped that Moscow would do the same.
We're going to tell them this is what's on the table. Ukraine is ready to stop shooting and start talking. And now it'll be up to them to say yes or no. I hope they're going to say yes. And if they do, then I think we made great progress. If they say no, then we'll unfortunately know what the impediment is to peace here.
Steve Witkoff, President Trump's special envoy to Russia, will reportedly meet with Russian President Vladimir Putin in Moscow this week. Trump ordered a suspension of intelligence sharing with Ukraine last week, a move seen as an effort to pressure Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky into talks with Russia to end a three-year-old war, which began with Russia's full-scale invasion of Ukraine. Trump has voiced interest in making continued military aid conditional on access to Ukraine's raw materials. The Republican majority U.S. House of Representatives on Tuesday took a key step toward funding the federal government past Friday's deadline.
On this vote, the yeas are 217, the nays are 213. The bill is passed without objection. The motion to reconsider is laid upon the table.
The measure would keep the government operating through September. It now goes on to the Senate for consideration, where Republicans hold a narrow 54-vote margin in the 100-member chamber. For additional stories 24 hours a day, visit voanews.com. This is VOA News. Spending bills need 60 votes for final passage in the Senate, meaning Republicans need to attract 7 Democratic votes. The House is out of session for the rest of the week, putting increased pressure on senators to pass its version of the spending bill and avoid a government shutdown. The Trump administration is laying off thousands of employees from another major federal agency. AP correspondent Lisa Dwyer explains.
The Education Department plans to lay off over 1,300 of its more than 4,000 employees as part of a reorganization that's seen as a prelude to President Donald Trump's plan to shut down the agency. The layoffs are part of a dramatic downsizing directed by Trump as he moves to reduce the footprint of the federal government. After she was confirmed by the Senate last week, Education Secretary Linda McMahon told employees to brace for profound cuts. The department has now sent an email to employees telling them that the Washington headquarters and regional offices will be closed Wednesday with access forbidden before reopening on Thursday. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Hundreds of people are being held hostage in southwestern Pakistan after separatist militants attacked a passenger train Tuesday. Officials say the train was traveling from Quetta in Balochistan province to the city of Peshawar, where militants blew up a railway track and opened fire on the train. Security forces say they have rescued more than 100 of the train's 400 passengers after exchanging fire with the militants. The militants are members of a group which seeks independence for Balochistan province. They are demanding the release of political prisoners, activists, and missing persons it said have been abducted by the military. The group has threatened to execute the hostages if the security forces do not retreat. In sports, U.S. golfing great Tiger Woods has suffered another health setback. Here's AP correspondent Gethin Kuba.
Woods says he ruptured his left Achilles tendon and had surgery Tuesday morning. He did not offer many details. Woods says he was ramping up his practice when he felt a pain in his left Achilles. He says it was determined to be a ruptured tendon. Woods says he had minimally invasive surgery. Those involve a smaller incision and lead to a shorter recovery time. The injury is likely to keep him out of the Masters in April and perhaps even more major championships this year. I'm Gethin Kuba.
VOA's podcast, The Issue, takes you beyond the headlines, diving into the stories shaping our world. Each episode focuses on a single topic, offering in-depth analysis and essential context. That wraps up this update, but the world and news never stop. For additional updates, visit our website, voanews.com. I'm Richard Green, VOA News.